Media shouldn't be one note. Support Rabble.ca and a diversity of voices in Canadian media. Visit rabble.ca/donate to contribute.
This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's radio, free radio.
Hi, and welcome to Gooder Goods, a podcast about conscious consumption. I'm Kelly Okamura, and I'd like to share with you my long journey from front row fashionista to shopping in my closet as a trendsetter. We're all consumers who wear clothes. And as a professional in the purchasing system, my spending spree has taught me a lot about why clothes matter and why all of us need to think twice before we mindlessly make our next purchase. And hopefully before we wreck our planet for the sake of a bargain that we thought was too good of an opportunity to miss out on.
So, what did you choose to tell the world in covering your nakedness today? Suit? Sweats? Uniform? Message tee or shorts? Still in your PJs? Whatever state of dress you're hearing this in, is your choice of initial engagement with the world. In a glance, your apparel informs volumes of first impressions to others. So what does your fashion statement say about you now? Early July, IMG World, organizers of New York Fashion Week and owner of Toronto Fashion Week, canceled this hallmark event. And after the headlines, there was a void of voice, but a broad awareness from industry to consumer of the news about the platform collapse for Toronto fashion. And from my crow position, I sided with those who were not shocked by the news, but still saddened by the seemingly financial decision to pull the rug out of an important Canadian cultural vehicle by a global investor. But does this entertainment company own the rights for Toronto to showcase our brand of fashion to the world? Of course not. Especially if you consider fashion as something we all engage in daily. By definition, fashion is a style of dress, behavior, way of living, or other expression that is popular at the present. This broader definition contrasts to a more populist view that fashion is elitism, that matters only to some. As a design researcher, my immediate thoughts on hearing the news moved to what's possible to fill the calendar void, assuming it was only the branding name of Toronto Fashion Week that was bought by IMG from designer Robin Kay and the Fashion Design Council of Canada. Way prior to the formation of the Fashion Design Council of Canada, I began my professional career in fashion, working with our country's elite designers, including runway marketing. Add in my background in the fashion media, I'm well-versed in the red carpet world of fashion. I get that for most Canadians, the news is equal to my indifferent awareness of who won a major golf tournament. The difference is I don't play golf, but we all wear clothes. In taking the stance that fashion is practiced by all of us who wear clothes, the mandate of Gooder Goods is to inform and create actionable change for purchasing goods leading to the creation of future fit products. While others fretted, I saw opportunity to expand the clothing dialogue on Canadian fashion. And while many heads are huddled on the October calendar hole, I looked forward to 2017 as Canada celebrates 150th anniversary of Confederation. As a year-long visual message of how we, as a contemporary multicultural society, choose to present ourselves in our attire. Happenstance brought me to a pop-up event at the Gardner Museum entitled Respect. I know the Gardner as home to Canada's Ceramics Museum, so I was intrigued to hear about a community art exhibit about the hijab in this space. Housed in the community art space, this installation by the South Riverdale Community Health Center was part of the Make It Real project. Although there was nothing apparent that related textiles to ceramics, This show leaned into the gardener's expansiveness to enhance the richness and diversity of the cultural sector and the title of making. First-time artist worked with craftspeople to silkscreen impressions of stigma and discrimination that Muslim women experience. The project encompassed two generations of mothers and daughters. The mothers' expressions in textiles were done on home goods like pillows, and they gave me cultural messaging on Muslim family teachings, such as respect your mother three times more than your father. But in contrast, their daughters wanted to take their textile messages outside to the greater community that they engage in daily in their clothed identities in our pluralistic society. Words and images were silkscreened onto the head coverings that conveyed how their cultural clothing connected with others outside their homes. How a simple headscarf could become a dialogue about who they are in their choice of attire and how others perceived them by their choice, all in a passing glance. The soft drapings of had power of self-confidence when worn. You can get a sense from the photo I took at the exhibition that is attached to this podcast. The hijab on the standing mannequin in the foreground asks for respect for their choice of identity and the right to cover out of modesty. Recall in our last federal election how the garment choice drew attention to complex undercurrents in our multicultural country. I love that Toronto's CN Tower made it into the dialogue. It's on the blue hanging scarf in the background. I'll post the close-up because this was the piece that drew me into the exhibit when I heard the artist talk about it on the CBC morning show. And in the museum setting, I can connect with the messaging in a more thoughtful way, seeing it in its entirety. Because true freedom can be to dialogue freely, even in strife. And this is a Canadian value we can share with the world in a visual fashion. Link to the Gardener's Make It Real program on my Facebook. Upcoming programming includes Crazy Dames, We Built the City, and All the Things That I Lost. Check back for updates on where you can see respect, and let me know if you want to partake in showing the world what Canada looks like in clothes in 2017. Be gooder.
Follow me on Twitter at GooderGoods. The links I referenced can be found on Facebook. Search GooderGoods. And the podcast is uploaded on soundcloud.com/GooderGoods. Choose to be gooder.